whiskey sour on the rocks, dirty martini and a round of shots. Great minds drink alike. Great minds drink alike. Me and my baby, Saturday night.
It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We're in conversation with award-winning Wisconsin musicians this summer. This is Great Minds Drink Alike with Horns by Altered 5 Blues Band. The Wisconsin Area Music Industry Award Song of the Year. The song was also recognized in two other categories. We have two musicians from this five-person band based in Milwaukee, and you can call in with your questions or comments. The number is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jeff Schradel is guitarist for Altered 5 Blues Band. Jeff, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, thanks for having us. Great to be here. Appreciate it.
Yes, and Jeff Taylor, lead vocalist. JT, welcome.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Well, let's talk about this song, Great Minds Drink Alike. Jeff, why does it resonate with Wisconsinites?
Well, I think Wisconsinites do like to drink and have a good time. So I guess it's appropriate that it came from our band. But it's done really well. It's gotten a lot of airplay on a lot of national blues channels and things like that. Yeah, it's just done really well. It's a pretty simple song, but it goes over very well.
I was curious, JT, like why with horns in parentheses in the title of the song?
Because we didn't, the first recording didn't have horns.
Oh, okay.
And so we did this whole thing and you know, if you've seen the video, you know, the horns are in the video. So what we did was in the video, we put all of our friends in the video and people that we knew, and then they added the horns. But initially, the song didn't have horns. But, you know, the video just worked out so well, and it looks amazing, and it sounds amazing. And, the horn parts just worked out really well, so we just went with that, so.
It sounds like you're just kind of, everything evolves here. You're layering into this song. It's a work in progress, Jeff Schradel. Do you see it that way at all?
You know, we for our 20th anniversary last year, we added the horns and released a vinyl record. So that recording was released exclusively on a vinyl record, a limited edition vinyl record. So. So yeah, we did that just as something different to bring the song back out and kind of re-released it.
JT, you've been doing this for decades. I'm just wondering, what inspires you about the music scene in Milwaukee?
You know, we've always, as a youngster, I've always been part of it. You know, going to see bands. You know, when I was, you know, a teenager actually. And a lot of the blues clubs, you know, as a youngster, and it just kind of progressed that way. You know, 20 some years ago, I ran into these guys, and you know, just to try to have the same focus, and you know, we just try to believe in what we're doing, and we have a good process for songwriting, and we've been very successful with that. But it all started with just basically having that basic interest as a younger person, and then just trying to staying in it as much as I could, you know, with work and everything. And, you know, fortunately it just turned out the right way for me.
Do you feel like you have to strike a balance between playing your music and also your professional career in education?
Yeah, I was, you know, I was a high school principal. Yeah. And so, you know, it was difficult at times, you know, but starting out, you know, Jeff and I had the discussion. I said, well, I can be in a band, but, you know, school had to come first. Mm. And so that was kind of our initial meeting 20 some years ago. And so, you know, it's all worked out. Jeff has been very careful about, you know, how we move forward with the band and with recording, especially, you know, when we started writing songs and, you know, going, you know, flying to Nashville and recording albums and things like that. So, you know, we had to, scheduling was very important the entire time, and it still is. You know.
We're talking with Milwaukee's Altered Five Blues Band, named the best blues band of the year at the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards. Jeff Taylor there, lead vocalist, and we have Jeff Schradel, the guitarist. You can join in with your questions at 800-642-1234. So I'm wondering, Jeff Schradel, you know, JT talks about the process of songwriting. What goes into that process for you? How do you approach songwriting and go through the stages of it?
Yeah, you know, it starts different ways. You know, you never know how a song is gonna pop up, but we've done six albums. We're actually headed down to Nashville in a couple of weeks to record again, but usually it starts with just a concept, whether that's a title or something to write about. And, you know, you kind of get a hook with a lyric maybe and or a melody, and then usually try to match up the music to that. You know, if it's a sad lyric, you know, it's maybe a minor song, you know, simple things like that. Or sometimes, you know, you have a riff or a musical hook and you try to connect a lyric to it. But usually, at least for me, you know, I like to start with the concept and the lyric and then try to work the music back to that. And the whole band contributes, you know, Mark Salveson on bass and Alan Arbor on drums and Steve Hubler on keyboards. So shout out to the guys. It's really a group of five. And, you know, everyone kind of has their thing and we bring it together and record it.
Let's hear some more. Let's play part of Holler If You Hear Me.
Come join the party. Let's ramble and roll. Whole lot of shaking. Gonna move your soul. Raise your head. Move your feet. Everybody now. Feel the beat. Just feel the beat. Come on and holler.
JT, you know, there's some harmonica on this as well. You know, what do you appreciate about this song?
Well, you know, it's the feel. And Jason Ritchie is an amazing harmonica player. And he was Medicine Nashville and was part of the record. And he's just absolutely amazing. And I just think the record has a great groove. You know, it's a very soulful record. And, you know, with kind of that little gospel drum background thing. Mm-hmm. And it's just a crowd favorite and it just gets everybody going. We use it as a closer and it has the desired effect on the crowd. So we're really, really proud of that. But yeah, Jason Ritchie is on the record and he's just absolutely amazing.
Jeff Schradel, how do you, when, you know, you go and record, say, in Nashville, but there's also that energy you get from a live performance when you have the crowd and you have people on their feet. How do you get that type of energy and harness it when you're in a studio and don't have that dynamic live experience going on?
Yeah, you know, it's never quite the same. We're really comfortable in the studios that we've been recording in Nashville and it does sound great. And, you know, we are playing live when we're recording. That's part of it rather than just kind of layering things. But you're right. There's no substitute for a live recording and a live performance. And one day maybe we'll do that. You know, we talked about, we're going to be in Poland actually in October. And we talked to them a little bit about maybe trying to record something there, but someday we'll do it.
We're going to hear some more. This is Right On, Right On from the album 10,000 Watts. Alter 5 Blues Band guitarist Jeff Schradel, vocalist Jeff Taylor. They stay with us as we spotlight award-winning Wisconsin music in a series of conversations. You can be part of this discussion. Call in with a question, share a comment about the blues, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.
Lock off the street, grab a big old keg. We're throwing the party, gonna knock them dead right on. Right on, right on. Watch out, old Milwaukee. We're gonna wind it up. rack of ribs, spotted cow. Hey, hey, people, it's happening now. Right on, right on, right on. Everybody. Tell me, baby, is there someone new?
It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We have guitarist Jeff Schradl and lead vocalist Jeff Taylor, known as JT, from Milwaukee's Altered Five Blues Band. This is Holding On With One Hand from their album Holler If You Hear Me.
Why you just holding on with one hand? Is it too late? Too late to change your mind.
As we highlight Wisconsin's award-winning musicians in a summer series honored by the Wisconsin area music industry, call in with a question or comment, 800-642-1234. JT, what is the inspiration for Holding On With One Hand?
Well, Jeff came up with the song, came up with the riff, and usually we sit down and, you know, once he has some kind of a concept, just gave me a call and said, hey, listen, I got this tune, and, you know, won't you come over, and had some lyrics put together, and wanted to make just a slow, very, very, very soulful blues song, and you know, we talked about the lyrics and just kind of put it together. And that's kind of the process for a lot of the songs. But this one, particularly because it's a slow blues. It's a
slow, you know, Chicago drag, I think that.
Yeah, more okay. of a traditional kind of song. And so, you know, and you talk about, you know, the crowd reaction to the song. And I got to tell you, you know, once we go into this riff for this song, you know, it's everybody's like, you know, gasping because it's just so powerful and so soulful, you know what I mean? And so we're really proud of this one. But yeah, it just started with he and I sitting down and just kind of, you know, hey, you know, we got this song and really try to put it together. But it has one of those a really, really positive effect on the crowd. The crowd, they love this song.
Jeff Schradl, it's being used on an Amazon show, Reacher. How does a band go about outsourcing music for TV and movies, video games?
Told it's going to be on season 2 of The Reacher later this year. that's looking forward to that. But yeah, we've, you know, people hear about you in different ways, and and you know, in this particular case, someone pitched, I guess the show was looking for a blues song, so apparently it's going to be on one of the episodes later this year. So yeah, we're excited about that.
That's so cool. I mean, that'll be really neat to hear and see that come together, I would imagine.
Yeah. We're told it's going to be more than a minute segment on the show. So I have no idea what that means, or but I know the show is really, really popular and apparently has some blues music underpinnings. So I guess that's part of the reason.
Okay. Well, let's take a call now. Annette is in Madison. Hi, Annette.
Hi. I just have a quick question. I am wondering, how do you know when a song's going to be a hit versus a song that maybe won't do as well?
Interesting. Well, Jeff Schradl, let's start with you, because, you know, some of that is in the songwriting, I would imagine.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, you know, what really constitutes a hit. You know, I think it's different for everyone. I know one thing that helps with us is a lot of times we do test out songs live before we record them. So we can kind of get a little bit of a crowd reaction and just our own reaction. But yeah, when we go into the studio, we have an idea, I think, about which songs are going to resonate better and sound well. But until you get them recorded and listen back and see which ones really come to life, you just don't know, and that's kind of the fun part about it.
JT, your powerful voice really anchors those songs, drives home the messages and emotions in these songs. Can you speak to the the emotions of singing the blues and how you breathe life into the lyrics?
Well, you know, lyrics are very important, and how you display that emotion is, and that's something that you know, we've perfected along the way. But like, as far as the process is concerned, you know, we try to break the lyrics down, Jeff and I, and how things should be, how I should sing things, or you know, we, and it's a, just a collaboration of, you know, as far as the phrases are concerned and the way the song is written. So that's basically it. It's just really, really taking our time and just kind of pulling apart the lyrics and, you know, here, you need to sing this one a little higher with a little more emotion. These words, you know, sing lower, things like that. So it's really, really a pretty interesting process, but that's been our process for lyrics since the beginning. So we're pretty good at it now. But yeah, it's done by design.
I feel like, I did develop it. I feel like in a more of a special appreciation, for the blues. I lived in Louisiana for 15 years and I'm,
oh yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just wondering, I don't know how to say this right, but how do you hold that history of the blues and the Deep South and the origins of the music and the anguish of slavery and tenant farming? And as I listen to the music, I just wonder how you carry that with you in the sound of the blues.
Well, my mother, you know, I was blues music has always been in the family, right? So my mother's from Mississippi. And so it was her house cleaning music for, you know, since I was a child. So B.B. King and Bobby Blue Bland and all of these guys were pretty much all day Saturday, all day Sunday, you know? And so, you know, I grew up with that and the whole thing of portraying that emotion and really trying to stay true to the art form, you know? And I think that's the biggest thing. And I think that's where a lot of bands maybe struggle if they, you know, want to be a blues band, is whether a vocalist doesn't really have that sense of you know, that struggle and that, that real, what blues is really about, you know? Mm-hmm. And for me, you know, because, you know, we've worked on this so long, it kind of came natural to me because I know the songs, I know the history. And so for me, it's just basically, you know, trying to put those two things together and just kind of portray some emotion in those songs. And so, yeah. And a lot of times, you know, Jeff will come and say, hey, listen, you know, I think this song will fit your voice. And so that's, we really, really start a lot of the songs with, you know, how, you know, the right key, you know, the right emotion. And, hey, man, I think you're going to really nail this one. So it's, in, you know, kind of in my wheelhouse kind of thing. So there's certain keys I'm better at. And it's all by design.
Let's hear more from Altered Five Blues Band. Let's hear a part of Three Forks.
Take me to Three Forks, 1938. Roll me back in time in Mississippi State. Gonna warn everybody, tell them all what I know. Gonna warn everybody, tell them all what I know.
Jeff Tradel, Three Forks, referencing the famous blues singer Robert Johnson died in 1938. How does this song highlight his work?
You know, it didn't really intend to write a song about going back in time and kind of, I guess, saving Robert Johnson, but JT liked the start of the lyric, and, you know, Three Forks was a juke joint in Mississippi where Robert Johnson, the legendary bluesman, was allegedly poisoned. And so, you know, just song just kind of started. This one came up pretty fast and JT liked it. But I said, you know, it sounds a little bit too much like Crossroads. I sort of wrote the lyric to the tune of Crossroads. And so we went to Robert Johnson's estate and said, hey, we did this. We didn't really intend to do it, but it's kind of a cool song. And we recorded it, but we don't want to release it without your permission. And they said, hey, it's great. You know, 50-50. We'll credit Johnson and it's your lyric. And, you know, the music's pretty clearly different from Crossroads, but it has some of the same vibe to it. So we he's credited 50%, and you know, we play it live. We played it last night in Appleton. So people like it.
Oh, well, thank you both for joining us. It's been such a pleasure.
It's been great. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks for your support.
Jeff Schradl, guitarist for Altered 5 Blues Band. Jeff Taylor is the lead vocalist. This is the title track of their 2017 album, Charmed and Dangerous. Let's listen. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.
Double barrel chest, Wolverine tattoo, riding iron horse chopper, walk a bloodhound dog, got all the gunpowder, one man's alive. I'm charmed and dangerous. I wanna be your bad boy. Promise you, darling.